This is for the person who told me recently that Muslims have every right to be offended by Western culture. Of course they do. All I'm saying to offended Muslims is do us all a favor and keep it to yourself, because nobody likes a crybaby. But now I'm thinking that perhaps I'm wrong about this, and that maybe we should all be a lot more offended as often as possible to fully embrace this new culture of knee-jerk offense and give it every chance to work. After all, we in the West have many more reasons to be offended by the religion of peace than it has to be offended by us. I'm offended by the very term religion of peace, which I regard as a far greater lie than any of the superstitious nonsense like about flying horses or angels in caves, and I think it should be prosecutable under the Trade Descriptions Act. Also, I find the Islamic attitude to women, Jews, and apostates to be really quite deeply and profoundly offensive. And I would like to emphasize just how offensive I find it, if I may. I find it mind-blowingly, soul-witheringly, and unforgivably offensive. Where do I apply for my compensation? Now, I want to make it clear that I'm only offended by Islam because I'm offended by cruelty, intolerance, and oppression. If Islam wasn't cruel, intolerant, and oppressive, well then I wouldn't be as offended as I am. Obviously I would still be somewhat offended because Islam would still be pushy, confrontational, demanding, and threatening. If it wasn't pushy, confrontational, demanding, and threatening, I wouldn't be as offended as I am. Obviously I would still be somewhat offended by the ridiculous hair-trigger sensitivity to criticism, and of course the cynical manipulation of language. Who could forget that? So yes, I'm offended by Islam in so many ways you really don't want to know. Oh, you do? Oh, okay, well, where to begin? Well, I'm offended by a religion that regards the female half of humanity as innately inferior and deficient. And I'm offended that we all pretend that isn't the case, when we all know it is, and it will remain the case until we do something about it, because nobody else is going to. I'm offended that I live in a society where a little girl can be forced to walk around everywhere concealed inside a black sack. Is that religious freedom, or is that child abuse? And at what precise point does one become the other, without the Catholic Church being involved? I'm offended by the dozens of Sharia courts in Britain that are allowed to treat women by law as less than fully human, and by the thousands of genital mutilations, not one of which has ever been punished despite carrying a theoretical 14-year prison sentence. And I'm offended and embarrassed in equal measure by the deafening silence on these matters from progressive Western feminists who think we shouldn't impose our values on Muslim women because that's the job of Muslim men. I'm offended that anyone who burns a Quran in Britain will go to prison, but if they burn a Bible, they won't. I'm offended when Saudi-funded Islamic schools are found to be using books that teach violence and hatred and are not shut down and everyone connected with them run out of the country on a rail. I'm offended that we allow extra unnecessary cruelty in slaughterhouses to accommodate Islamic superstition, and then we allow that meat to be sold, unlabeled, and fed to children in schools without their parents' knowledge or consent, because we've learned the hard way that if we don't do things the Islamic way, there'll be trouble. I'm offended by that. I'm offended that publishers won't touch certain books or that the media won't reproduce certain images because they're afraid of Muslim violence. And I'm doubly offended by our society's cowardly tacit acceptance of this. I'm personally deeply offended by anyone who thinks I'm stupid enough to think I should give a damn about their carefully manufactured feelings, especially when it comes to the cultural terrorists' favourite word, Islamophobia, which is Islamic shorthand for free speech, secular democracy, and common sense. I'm offended that anyone who speaks up for these things is likely to be deemed an Islamophobe and, by extension, a racist. Because Islam is a race, apparently, a race of quite diverse ethnicity, it has to be said. But if you point this out, you'll be called an Islamophobe and a racist. Yet we know that racism is driven by fear and insecurity, which manifest themselves in things like intolerance, supremacism, and separatism, precisely the qualities we've come to associate with the religion of permanent offence, the one that likes to label everybody else mentally ill. If Islam is a race, and either it is or it isn't, let's make up our minds, shall we? Then Islamic supremacism is racism, and Islam is the most racist ideology on the planet. On the other hand, if it's not a race, then criticizing it is not racist. So what's it going to be, people? Racist or not racist? Answers on a postcard to the racists at the East London Mosque, an institution which you won't be surprised to hear offends me. Indeed, whenever I hear, as I often do, about a visiting preacher at that place calling for death to gays and not being immediately arrested and deported, I'm offended to the point of virtual apoplexy. And I'm incandescently offended that Islam doesn't like free speech unless you're preaching death to gays and apostates, and then you can have as much of it as you like, in the sure knowledge that no Muslim, extremist or moderate, will call you what you are, a savage and a nutcase. But if you speak up for freedom, pluralism, equality, diversity, and genuine human rights, you're guaranteed to be slandered as a racist and an Islamophobe, and you are also guaranteed to be threatened with physical violence. I'm offended by that. And if you're not offended by it, or if you're pretending not to be offended because you don't want to cause offence, then you've got something seriously wrong with you. No offence.